it's the weekend. We all got kind of that screwed in the head. It's Friday. It's Friday kind of feeling.
Oh, yeah. We always do. Yeah.
And then when I look down and I see that, hold on, my headphones are screwing up. When I look down and see that Darren Criss is on the phone, mm-hmm. it kind of screws my head up a little more.
Why?
Well, because, you know, hi, Darren. The Johnny Versace thing when you were your character's like murdering people. You were friggin' creepy in that. And I don't know if I want you in my house
anymore.
You
do realize that's why you're gonna be on the phone from now on and not in the studio, right?
Yeah, I know. I was like wondering why am I on the phone and not there? And I'm like, oh, I think they really have now a new personal.
Well, are you in New York or LA?
I'm in Los Angeles. I mean, you guys said it's weird. It's in New York. It's a different vibe because LA, it's Coachella weekend. So we're all out in the desert. It's a whole exodus out to Coachella. So I'm in the middle of the desert morning.
Well, make sure you put flowers in your hair and take pictures. Hey, so, you know,
I'll do my best.
I got to talk about you and Lea Michele going out on the road. This is just a spectacular announcement we want to make. But going back to Johnny Versace, this was just, it was weird seeing a friend being such a crazy maniacal murderer.
was it though, Elvis? Was it really that?
Pretty much. I mean, then when you're dancing around in your underwear, I'm like, I can't look at this. What is he doing?
Yeah.
And then you're like rolling tape around old men's faces and poking holes in the mouth and putting your thing in there and stuff. It was just
not
too much.
Good. Just
but
not good.
The good news is you were such a fantastic person for that role, and congratulations. It was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I know. I feel like I've really kind of gotten bookended. I remember announcing that I was doing it on the show, and now, you know, it's over. You guys have seen it. So on to the next thing, guys.
Well, yeah, the next thing needs to be polar opposite. You got to play like Jesus Christ or something like that.
Anyway. I'll let you know if I can find it.
Okay, so Lea Michele and Darren Criss announcing their first ever live tour. It kicks off May 30th. And how many cities are you guys doing?
As of now, I think we're doing about, 9 different dates. You know, we wish we could do more. It's just one of those things where, you know, the show's over for me now and Leah's in the middle of we had this amazing pocket of time where we always wanted to do this together and it just worked out. So, you know, for now it's 9. Hopefully we can add more. I have no idea. We'll see. I'm hoping that we can. But, yeah, I'm excited, man. It's a little bit of everything. Something for Glee fans, something for Broadway fans, something just for music fans of either Lea or myself. And it's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of fans that haven't got a chance to see us in this way before.
I was looking at an article on MTV, and they have 7 songs that Lea Michele and Darren Criss desperately need to cover on their tour.
Okay, give us the list, and let's see if they're going to do it.
So they're saying Teenage Dream.
Right. Yeah, Teenage Dream. Yes or no?
Duh.
Okay.
Don't You Want Me.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was the first song we ever sang together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Tonight.
Oh, from West Side Story?
Yes.
I know, that's a bit of a sleeper, guys. Come on.
All right.
How about Broadway Baby?
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm not saying no or yes. I can neither confirm or deny.
Well, then why are we doing this?
Yeah, wait, how about Waving Through a Window from Dear Evan Hansen?
Yeah, you know, seeing some Dear Evan Hansen stuff.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be
nice. I know, we're still putting it all together, but these are all really good suggestions. Yeah. I might just steal my entire set list from the internet. I mean, this is totally for the fans, so, you know, I'll probably have to scour the internet to help, you know, ask people what we want to hear, and we'll probably just do them. You know?
Well, look, you know, ever since people got to know you and Lea Michele on Glee, you've gone and to do your own things, this and that, but to have you together is just a great idea. Now, why did you guys decide, okay, now's the time because you have a pocket of time.
Right.
But do you really know that you have this huge, huge amount of fans that are just ready to buy these tickets to see you guys?
Well, you know, Lea and I have done a lot of one-off gigs together, and we always do them just for, like, you know, a fundraiser or something. And, you know, we did, Lea Michele did Elsie Fest for me and with us, Elvis, last year in the park. And so after her, you know, I played some songs for her, and she sang with me a little bit. And so it just seemed to be a really great dynamic, and I think the fans really responded to it. And I think we kind of owed it to them. I mean, the last time we were on the road together was like the Glee tour, and that was almost, you know, 7 years ago. So it was high time, guys. It was time to get back on the road, and it's such a great time, you know, to be able to, you know, really get back to the fans in person because we've been off doing so many things. So I'm excited, Elvis Duran. And tickets go on sale today, 10 a.m.
Yes,
guys.
That's why he's on today. It's a very important reason why he's on
Makes
today.
Sense.
Tickets go on sale today. And I know that you guys are rolling through our area. You're going to be in Jersey. How come you don't like my idea of doing a show in Radio City? That's a great idea.
Hey, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. You know, we got baby steps, Elvis Duran.
We could sell it out. I could sell that show out.
Well, yeah. Maybe if you were on the bill, maybe.
Oh, you know what? You're just, anyway, okay, so it all starts in Nashville, Tennessee. And so far we have 9 cities on the list, but it's going to grow. I have a feeling. I have a feeling that when you see the response, you're going to go, we got to add more shows.
Mm-hmm.
And when are you winding through New York? Do you have the dates in front of you?
I don't. It's on my phone. I'd have to remove the phone.
Oh, wait. I've got you. Okay. You Nashville, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., at Kennedy Center. Ooh la la.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh la la. Yeah.
Indianapolis, Columbus, Easton. And then you'll be here at NJPAC in Newark on June 9th.
Yep.
And then up to Toronto. You know you're going to Toronto?
We're letting you know where you're going.
I love me some Toronto. I'm very excited to go over there. But I'm excited to go, you know, between Newark and some of the places in the Midwest. And, you know, these are all places that I personally haven't. I play a lot of shows, and I haven't played them. And, you know, it's a new thing for me. So, I think there's a lot of fans that haven't, you know, in not necessarily Manhattan or not necessarily in central Los Angeles. And these are places that we play a lot. It's a great new opportunity for everybody to, you know, to experience the Lea Michele and Darren Criss thing.
I think you should sell out a stadium, but that's just me. Anyway, so Lea Michele and Darren Criss, tickets go on sale today. We have all the information for your ticket sales at elvisduran.com or
LMDC.com.
LMDCtour.com or just LMDC.com?
Ooh, I hope I don't screw that up.
You just screwed that up. Mm. I'm going to help you out. It's it's LMDCtour.com or elvisduran.com. It's easy to remember. So, excellent. All right, Darren, congratulations. Tell Leo
hi. Love, guys. Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, go back to bed. Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, there you go. That's cool. They're back together.
Yeah, that's awesome. We love Leo.
Oh, my God. I used to love Glee. This is doubly exciting for me.
Let's go. Okay, should we take a break?